Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Ladies and gents, and welcome then to the golden years. At this time, we've got three interviews coming up before we do start. Joanne Gilchrist talks books, and then we're talking the Bible with the Bishop of Sheffield, Pete Wilcox, and also later on down the way then, it's Mark Chamberlain, and also Burley Sparhouse as well. So, things are coming up. We start with this one then. Do You Mind? Cliff Richard, I Love You. Gene Pitney, 24 Hours from Tulsa. Richie Balance, Tell Laura I Love Her. They're coming up, ladies and gents, right now. Good afternoon to you all.
If I say I love you, do you mind? Make an idol of you, do you mind? If I shower you with kisses, if I tell you, honey, this is how I think of heaven, do you mind? I wanna whisper sweet nothings in your ear, nothings that are meant for my love alone. Do you mind? Make an idol of you, do you mind? If I shower you with kisses, if I tell you, honey, this is how I think of heaven, do you mind? I wanna whisper sweet nothings in your ear, nothings that are meant for my love alone to hear. So then if I say I love ya, do you mind, baby? Make an idol of you, do you mind? If I shower you with kisses, if I tell you, honey, this is how I think of heaven, do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Honey, do you mind?
Then all the apples hanging on a tree, and like those apples, our love will grow, because I love you. Your love means more to me than all the fishes swimming in the sea, and like those fishes, my heart begins to swim, because I love you. I love you. I want you for my own. I need you near to me, more than anyone could ever know. Your love
means so much more than all the loves I've ever had before. So please believe what I say, because I love you. Much more than anyone could ever know. Everyone knows one and one is two. I'm the one and the other one's you. So let's get together and you will see how much I love you. Let's get together and you will see how much I say that I won't be home anymore, for something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped night. And that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. Took me to the cafe. I asked her if she would stay. She said, okay. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. The jukebox started to play, and nighttime turned into day. As we were dancing closely, all of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms, and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, but I love somebody new. What can I do when I can never, never, never go home again?
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything: flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, tell Laura I love her, tell Laura I need her, tell Laura I may be late, I've something to do that cannot wait. Drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. From the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath they heard him say, "Tell Laura I love her, tell Laura I need her, tell Laura not to cry, my love for her will never die." Now in the chapel Laura prays for Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel she can hear him cry, "Tell Laura I love her, tell Laura I need her, tell Laura not to cry, my love for her will never die. Tell Laura I love her."
Yes, indeed. They're beautiful, beautiful songs that have just gone by. Finished off then with Richie Valens and Tell Laura I Love Her. It's time then for Sweet Blockbuster. Bit of Boney M in the middle. And we start with Edison Lighthouse then. Also from the 70s, ladies and gents. Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. And most of the time, I make a mistake on that title. But I did get it right this time.
watch out if you got long black hair. You come from behind, you go out of your mind. You better not go, you never know what you'll find. Your woman out from under your nose.
Does anyone know the way? Did we hear someone say?
We just haven't got a clue what to do.
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way.
To Blockbuster!
The cops are out. They're running about.
Don't know if they'll ever be able to Blockbuster out.
He's gotta be caught. He's gotta be taught.
'Cause he is more evil than anyone here ever thought.
Does anyone know the way? Did we hear someone say?
We just haven't got a clue. Oh.
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way.
To Blockbuster!
Does anyone know the way? Someone say,
we just haven't got a clue what to do.
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way.
To Blockbuster!
Listening then to Sheffield Live 93.2 on the dial then with me, Kevin Resley. Thanks muchly for your time. Sweet Dare and Blockbuster. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bishop of Sheffield, Mr. Peter Wilcox.
Hi, ladies and gents. Thanks for listening to this then. I am with Pete Wilcox at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bishop of Sheffield. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you very much. Nice to be talking to you.
And you. Can I ask you how, because being a bishop, for people who don't understand it, how far is that up the running order or the pecking order, if you like?
My title is the Bishop of Sheffield. It means I'm, in effect, the Bishop of South Yorkshire and a bit of the East Riding. I look after the clergy, the vicars and the lay leaders of the Anglican Church of England congregations, through Sheffield, Rotherham, southern part of Barnsley, Doncaster, and all the way up to Goole.
So you might say in the old way, you've got your hands pretty full then.
Yeah, it's enough to keep me busy, it's true.
Yes, indeed. Can I take you back to the beginning? How did it start? Just to remind you, Leslie, I'm talking to Pete Wilcox at this time, the Bishop of Sheffield. How did it start with you?
Well, I became a follower of Jesus, so my job may be to be the Bishop of Sheffield, but first and foremost, I consider myself to be a follower of Jesus, and I made a decision to align my life with the life and death and resurrection of Jesus 50 years ago this year, when I was 12, 13 years old. And I knew at that time that God was calling me into ordained ministry in the Church of England. And I became an apprentice vicar, what we call a curate, in my mid-20s. So I've been in ordained ministry now for 37 years.
That's a long time. Curate, just explain a little bit more about that. Is that like a learning curve, if you like?
Yes. So in the Church of England, when you first enter ordained ministry after a period of training, you do a kind of apprenticeship. You do 3 years under the training eye of a more experienced priest before you can become a vicar yourself.
Sure, I'm liking the idea of that. And how do you see the world today through the Lord's eyes? It's not very often you get a chance to speak to a bishop, in all fairness. How do you see it now?
Well, I think the world is as uncertain and maybe even scary as it's been at any point in my adult lifetime. Even before the outcome of the US presidential election this past week, with war in the Middle East raging so fiercely and the war in Ukraine more than 2 years old, with a cost of living crisis which many of us are finding hard to bear, I think the future can feel dark for folk.
Yes, indeed, I can understand that, where you're coming from. How would people get behind? Because sometimes, Pete, there is a situation in church where people are not too sure to go through the door, or they may be looking for something, and it's that first step. What would you say to those people?
I'd say do it. I do understand the nervousness that people can have if they're not used to church, if they're not, you know, people can wonder, will I be welcome? How do I behave? You know, I won't even know when I'm supposed to stand up, when I'm supposed to sit down. But, you know, in almost every church, you will find a warm community of kindness, respect, welcome, people ready to accept you just as you are.
And I think that's very important, that it's not an image that we're portraying, because even in my church we find it that way, you know what I mean? Let's just cover a little bit of bitty part. When people are sort of lost sometimes, whether that be financially, emotionally, you know, drug dependency, alcoholism maybe, and you sort of give them guidance in the right area, how does that feel as yourself?
I think the heart of my job, if you like, is to point people to Jesus, Christ, the Saviour of the world, the one who accepts each one of us as we are, the one who reaches towards us with mercy and forgiveness, the one who has a good plan and a purpose for each one of us who are made in the image of God. Certainly for me, the heart of my faith is my daily desire to lead a Jesus-shaped life as well as I can. Jesus was one and only, but his followers are called to be as much like him as each one of us can be. And that for me has been a source of peace and fulfillment and contentment and comfort and strength. And I wish everybody could have that experience, which comes from knowing the love of God in Jesus.
Yes, it does. Can I ask you, this wasn't planned on the interview there, but would you like to say a little bit to the people who are indeed listening to this? Something off your head, something from the Bible that you think would fit in there, and just give the people listening to this broadcast a blessing, really.
Thank you. That would be a great pleasure. One of my favourite blessings to be found in the Bible is very ancient. The Jewish people have used this prayer. They were using it nearly 2,000 years before the time of Jesus. So these are words that Jesus himself would have known very well. And they've become as precious now in the community of Jesus' family in the Christian church as they remain in Jewish circles today. I love these words, and I pray this prayer for each person who may be listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be kind to you. May the Lord look graciously upon you and give you his peace this day and always.
Thank you. Ladies and gents, Bishop of Sheffield, Pete Wilcox, and a little bit further along. God bless you. Have a lovely day, and thank you.
Thank you, Kev.
Take care.
Oh, His name is above. His name is above depression. His name is above loneliness. Oh, His name is above disease. His name is above cancer. His name is above every other name. He says, that is who
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gents, Sandy Bishop of Sheffield right there. Lovely fella as well. Absolutely lovely fella indeed. We move on. More music at this time then. They are from the 70s then. Scott Fitzgerald, I've Had Words. It's a bit of Barry Manilow then in the middle. Coco Cabana, Hot Chocolate we start with then. So You Win Again. You may wonder what that song was when I was interviewing Pete Wilcox there. It's a beautiful song known in church circles, and that was called Waymaker. And I went to Awaken this year, and it was sung at Awaken, which is August bank holiday. Type in your browser, AWAKEN 2025. Hot Chocolate then, So You Win Again, goes like this.
Yeah. she lost the Tony. Now she lost her mind at the Cobra, Cobra Cabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. At the Cobra, Cobra Cabana, music and passion were always the fashion at the Cobra. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love.
Yes, indeed. Then 93.2 on the dial. Scott Fitzgerald right there, If I Had Words. It's DJ Hot Seat. It's Otsy? Don't know. DJ Hot Seat, AU Baby. Corona, it's Rhythm of the Night. It's the Benga Boys, We're Going to Ibiza. Isn't that strange? It's spelled Ibiza. So as a child, I always thought, oh, Ibiza is in Spain. But it is pronounced, as we know now. The value of education is marvellous. We start with this one. It is Venga Boys then. We're going to Ibiza. I'll speak to you all again after the stroke of four. Please do stay where you are.
Approaching Ibiza.